Well, not me now.
Well, how do you distinguish between small car and foreign car?
I call a foreign car, and I call a small car like an economy car. When I think of small car, I'm thinking of economy and...
The cheapest you
can
get.
Yeah, that's a bad term to use, a small car.
Do you remember the old models from the 30s and 40s that sometimes had outside seats in the back? Did you ever hear them?
Says, no, sir, you just look at my age again. I was born in 1950. I do not remember. One thing I do remember. I do remember my, you know, I've always lived with my mother, and I've always lived with my aunt and uncle. And my uncle had, when I was very young, I can remember I was like three or four, an old Ford, and I'm sure it was in the 40s. Oh, a running board. I used to love that thing. It had a running board on it. I can remember that. That's about the only thing I can remember about that car, but I do remember that running board because I used to love to stand on it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear what they call those outside seats?
Rumba seats.
Okay.
Rumba.
A car where the top comes down. What's that?
Convertible.
All right. Are you familiar with the term coupe or coupe at all? Would that
coupe
mean?
Coupe de ville.
That's just a type of car, not a general name.
No, I would necessarily use it in the type of a car rather than describing them.
What would you call a car that had just two doors?
Two door.
And?
Hard top.
Okay. What about one that had four doors?
I call it a four door.
Anything else?
Never. Nothing. I never would.
What if it's a very large, pretentious car?
Luxury car.
Do you have any more colorful names than that?
Slang names for a luxury car. Slime names for a luxury car. There again,
Would you ever call it a hog?
Never. Never.
Did you ever hear of a pimpmobile?
I would certainly know what one was, but I've never heard that coming out of Huntsville. I told you we don't associate with the blacks too much.
Okay. What about a large car that has a tailgate that you let down that would hold lots of people for families?
Station wagon.
Okay, good. Call that anything else?
No, station wagon.
All right. What would you call a kind of small truck that might deliver?
El Camino.
All right. What would you describe a pickup? What does it look like?
A pickup's just something that's got two or three can sit in the cab part of it. It's very small. And
what about the back?
The back is just a long, narrow, flat bed to put, you know,
open
whatever in. Either one. It could be open or it might have a cab over it. A camper over it, a small camper. Mm-hmm. The one we were using this weekend is a pickup to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, would you call anything different the kind of truck that might deliver a television set to you or flowers?
A delivery truck.
Okay.
That's a delivery truck.
What's the difference between a delivery and a pickup?
One's delivering things to me or bringing things to me, and the other one's just what people pick up things in or what people drive. So I associate the pickup truck because my uncle, who lives on a farm, has always had a pickup truck, and that's what he's always called it, the pickup. That's how I see it. So I've gotten that term from that, and the people that deliver things to us are the delivery
people. Could a delivery truck have an open bed?
Yes, it could.
Okay.
If they're delivering things, and it's open or closed, it doesn't matter. They're the delivery truck.
Would you ever use the term van for either one?
Never.
All right. If you go into the airport...
Excuse me, unless I was talking about a moving van. Then I would, but not anything.
If you go into the airport and you didn't want to take a taxi, what might you take instead?
A cab.
I
know, it's the same thing. I thought that's what you were asking.
Oh, no, it's
would
not.
It be another question for me to... Oh, I'm sorry.
Is there a bigger thing?
Well, limousine, but I'm not...
Do they have
limousine service? No. They have airport service, but no shuttle buses to and from the airport or any such thing like that, no.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the limousine service and all those are terms I'll pick.